This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You know, the independent media has many, many highly intelligent, very courageous analysts, and I'd like to encourage you to visit some of them. Just going to throw out some names here. Tess Pennington from Ready Nutrition is someone that's very much worth reading. She's got phenomenal preparedness information. Greg Hunter at usawatchdog.com, I think, is the website. Greg Hunter is a former mainstream media reporter who is now one of the leaders of the independent media. And he interviews some really amazing people, some who I also recommend, such as Gregory Mannarino, I think that's the correct pronunciation, who is a finance and Fed analyst. And then there's Dr. Dave Janda, J-A-N-D-A, who's also worth checking out. We're going to invite Dave Janda for an interview here soon on Natural News. Max Slavo at shtfplan.com is definitely worth checking out. Joe Joseph over at the Daily Sheeple. com is a great person, great analyst. SGT Report is a worthwhile visit every day. Activistpost.com. Did I mention allnewspipeline.com yet? Susan Duclos over there and some other writers as well. It's a great website, great analysis. And I got to say, for the record, Steve Quayle is someone you absolutely need to be listening to. Steve Quayle, I remember years ago when I first heard Steve Quayle, many years ago, I mean, like 20 years ago, I thought he was nuts. I really did. And then the more I learned and the more research and investigation that I did into areas, I come to find year after year, time and time again, that Steve Quayle was just so far ahead of the curve. He knows more than most people, even in the independent and alternative media. He just doesn't hold back. He doesn't try to translate it down into layman's terms. He's not going for a popularity contest or anything like that. Steve Quayle just tells the truth, you know, as he sees it, and it's up to you to be able to sort it out. But his information is a little bit difficult for some people to digest unless they have been better informed about a lot of things. So Steve Quayle is sort of an acquired taste, but man, he knows his stuff. He can bring in ancient astronauts, the early origins of humankind, the genetic influence of non-Earth civilizations even. He knows Christianity, Christian history, Bible prophecy. He knows advanced technologies, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, his website is stevequayle.com. So those are just some of the voices. There are many others. I know I'm probably forgetting some great websites and some great analysts and so on. My apologies if I'm doing that. Well, Dave Hodges is out there. You know, he's got the Common Sense Show, also worth a listen. Great information there. I'm a guest on there every once in a while. And then when it comes to radio, like Daily Health Freedom Radio, Robert Scott Bell is the number one guy. He's got the best show out there. You know, he knows, he's pro-liberty. He understands medicine, health freedom, all of that. And he's just got a great show. Just check it out at robertscottbell.com. And, you know, the reason I mention this, the reason I'm sharing all this information is because we have to support each other in the independent media. There are some players out there that are more self-centered, that even though they may be big, they don't really promote others. They don't help support others. And you probably know who I'm talking about, some big, loud people in the independent media industry. And that's fine. It's a free country. They can do whatever they want. But some of them are quite malicious in the way they try to destroy competition in the independent media rather than promoting competition. See, I always think we should promote and we should support I don't even think of other websites as competition. I just think we're all patriots. You know, we're Americans. We're the real journalists. We all deserve to support each other so that we all succeed. We all grow our audiences and so on. And yet, you know, there are some in the industry who just think that they have to destroy everybody else so they can get a bigger piece of the pie and they can sell more iodine or whatever they're trying to do. It's pretty sad that that exists, but that's just the way some people are. I, on the other hand, you know, we've helped fund a number of organizations. We've purchased ad advertising space at different websites just to help support them financially when they were cut off by YouTube. And we openly support the independent media. And that's because a diversity of voices is more powerful than one single voice that's all powerful. You see, you know how I'm opposed to centralization. I believe in decentralization. I believe in redundancy. I believe in a diversity of ideas, which means a diversity of news and journalism. And the independent media is, it does exist in contrast to the mainstream media, where you get the exact same story every day on every channel. The mainstream media is fake media. They are CIA-controlled puppet media. They are told, they are ordered every day exactly what to report. There's actually a memo that goes out to the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, and so on. They all get the same memo. They all write the same stories every day. With almost near unity of message. Because they have no diversity. They don't conduct actual journalism anymore. They don't engage in that. They don't ask tough questions. They don't report truths that oppose their political narratives. Yet if you go into the independent media, you're going to find every day a vast diversity of different stories from different sites. Many of the sites I just mentioned, like allnewspipeline.com or sgtreport.com or thedailysheeple.com or activistpost.com or my website, naturalnews.com. You'll find that we don't run the same stories every day. In fact, you're going to get just a wide assortment of different stories, different topics, and so on. And that's the way it should be. That tells you that it's real news. That tells you it's authentic. If you go to five mainstream media channels and it's all the same news, you know that it's bogus because they're all just following orders from headquarters, which is, you know, the communist George Soros anti-American propaganda branch of the left. You know, that's who's controlling the media, and it's pretty sad and pretty sick. So join me in supporting the diversity of websites. And by the way, this isn't about politics. There are even independent left-wing websites such as, I think, Democracy Now!, maybe True Activists. I don't know their politics. But the point is, there are also independent sites on the left that are also getting hammered and censored by Google. Because Google is trying, and the establishment are trying to destroy all independent voices, whether they're on the left or the right or libertarian or politically agnostic or what have you. They want absolute control over the narrative. So they're shutting out all independent voices. And that's why I say, avoid the mainstream media completely. Don't read the New York Times. Don't watch CNN. I mean, it's a joke. It's an insult to any intelligent person, actually, to watch CNN or Fox News. I mean, everything's just dumbed down. I mean, Fox News got rid of Judge Napolitano. His was the best show on there. Well, I guess Tucker Carlson is very intelligent. So that's cool. You know, and Sean Hannity has good analysis and so on. But, you know, just the regular news from whether it's Fox or CNN, it's just so dumbed down. It's hard to even tolerate the stupidity of it all. You want real analysis, you got to go to independent voices, independent websites, independent media. Whether they're on the right or the left or none of the above, it's fine. Just seek out independent sources. That's my point.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.